Macau police uncover illegal gambling in Cotai Casino. Macau's judiciary police have uncovered an illegal gambling operation within a Cotai casino, leading to the arrest of three men from the Chinese mainland. The suspects, aged between 29 and 35, were allegedly part of a criminal group that facilitated live online broadcasts of VIP room gaming activities. Authorities reported that at least 10 other individuals believed to be involved in the operation remain at large. Investigators revealed that the suspects used the Chinese social messaging platform WeChat to attract mainland residents to participate in remote betting activities. The scheme involved under-the-table betting, commonly known as multipliers, which allows private wagers to be placed at a significantly higher value than the officially declared bets at the gaming tables. This practice circumvents Macau's gaming tax system, which requires a 40% levy on gross gaming revenue. The judiciary police stated that the illegal gambling operation had been active since August 2024. Authorities launched an investigation in September following a tip-off regarding suspicious activities in the casino's VIP rooms. Evidence seized during the operation included mobile phones allegedly used for broadcasting live play and micro earbuds that enabled communication between those involved in the scheme. Police estimated that the total amount wagered under this system reached 5.36 million Hong Kong dollars, 688,375 United States dollars, while the official recorded wagers stood at approximately 790,000 Hong Kong dollars. Most of the participants placing remote bets were residents of mainland China, indicating a targeted effort to exploit players outside Macau's jurisdiction. The judiciary police emphasized that the scale of this illegal betting activity posed a significant financial loss to the government, given the evasion of the mandatory tax. Increase in tourism drives increase in crime. Macau's gaming industry has seen a resurgence in activity, with a significant increase in revenue and visitor numbers in 2024. The city's gambling sector generated 226.8 billion Macanese patacas in revenue, reflecting a 23.9% rise from the previous year. Tourism also experienced a notable recovery, with 34.9 million visitors recorded, marking a 23.8% increase compared to 2023. However, alongside this growth, there has been a rise in suspicious financial transactions linked to casino activities. According to recent data from the Financial Intelligence Office, GIF, for its Portuguese acronym, Macau's six casino operators reported 3,837 suspicious transaction reports in 2024, representing an 11.8% increase from the previous year. These transactions were linked to various activities, including chip conversions with minimal or no gambling activity, chip exchanges on behalf of third parties, and unauthorized currency exchanges. The GIF has reiterated its commitment to monitoring and addressing potential money laundering risks within the city's gaming sector. In response to the growing concerns, the GIF announced continued investments in resources aimed at enhancing the detection of suspicious transactions. In total, the office received 5,245 reports of financial irregularities in 2024. Casino operators accounted for 73.2% of these reports, while banks and insurance companies contributed 20.9%, and other institutions made up the remaining 5.9%. Authorities remain focused on tightening oversight and implementing further regulatory measures to prevent illegal gambling and financial crimes within Macau's gaming industry.